Let me know when you're ready and we'll start.
I am ready.
All right, the time is now 5:27. We'll call the meeting to order. Can you please roll call?
Chair Guerrero?
Present.
Member Barran?
Present.
Member Fulton?
Present.
Member Torres?
Present.
Thank you.
Okay, we have quorum. There's no public comments. Did you receive any e-comments?
No.
Oh, nothing. All right, so we'll go ahead and move on to action items. First action item is 4.1. It's the approval of March 16, 2022 regular minutes. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes? They're pretty straight. If there are no questions or comments, we'll go ahead. I'll make a motion to approve the March 16 regular meeting minutes.
Support the motion.
All right, so we have a second. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
4-1. All right, we'll move on to the second action item, discussion and action, 4.2, discussion and action to appoint a board ethics member and alternate board of ethics member to serve on an interview panel for current and upcoming vacancies on the Board of Ethics. Pursuant to Chula Vista Municipal Code Section 2.28.050 alpha, the Board of Ethics will appoint one Board of Ethics member and an alternate member to assist in reviewing Board of Ethics member applications. Interviewing selected board member applications, interviewing selected applicants, and recommending to the City Council one applicant for each available seat on the Board of Ethics. So we'll need to appoint one volunteer and an alternate. Do we have any volunteers that will be available to do interviews? Anybody interested?
I'll do it.
All right. Anybody else? Alternate?
Do we know the requirements or dates or
time? No, I think they'll set them up and then they'll have to flex. So it'll be usually during the day, correct?
It's not.
I know for me it was daytime, so I don't know for okay. You. When you guys
interview. I'm in the evening.
You're in the evening? Okay, yeah. So I guess I don't have an answer. No.
But we do have a 2 months to do it? Is that what?
When our terms are up, you mean? Or?
No, to do the interviews.
Oh.
There's no guidance right now. I think once we select the person and the alternate, the interviewer, they'll come up with some rules and everything. On how it's going to be done, you know, they'll because it's who's the other interviewer? It's from the Board of
the Charter Review Commission. Charter Review,
yeah.
We have an alternate, and we also have someone appointed, which is Dean Disher is the appointed, and then the chair on the Charter Review.
Okay, so yeah, so we'll have to coordinate with them, and everything will come together, and then they'll do the interview. So they just need the name so they can start planning. Ms. Torres is the primary and the alternate. If not, I'll be the alternate, but if you guys are interested.
Mr. Salsi?
I decided just to have one term with this, and that's all. So, for practical purposes, I will not be available in June most of the month of June.
Okay. Mr. Barragan, do you want to be alternate, or?
Can I be the third alternate?
Okay, no problem. So we will do three. So I'll make a motion for Ms. Torres to be the appointed Board of Ethics member to do interviews. Myself as the backup alternate, and Mr. Barragan as the tertiary, the third in if everything falls through. So it'll be 1, 2, 3.
Sounds good.
Do I have a second?
I'd second that motion.
Mr. Barragan, second said. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now see pass. All right. So we are good to go there. Other business. I don't have anything else at this point. Thank you for last week. It went smooth. Staff comments. Number five. Do you have anything for us? Nothing. Charge comment. Thank you for making it today. This will be a quick meeting, but glad to see that everybody's still participating. I will request that Mr. Chin, this is his third, fourth absence, that if you could find out if he's still going to be participating on the board or not, you know, he hasn't requested an absence excuse or anything. If you don't mind, we'll just bring that up and move from there.
Do I need to do one for missing the special meeting, or since I was headed?
That's a good question, because it's different from a regular meeting. The special meetings are not like regular meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you find out if she needs to do that?
Yeah, yeah. I can send you over.
Because we can put on the next meeting agenda. So,
thanks.
Obviously, if you're here now, and we'll be able to approve that, excuse it. But we were told, so we knew. So, it's fine. Other than that, that's all I have. Board members, starting with Mr. Barragan, do you have anything?
Mm-hmm. My question was going to be about Board Member Chin, which is you already prompted that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's,
Thank you. Mr. Salzman?
Silva is not here, but I remember, if I remember correctly, at one point, he spoke about a review of Board of Ethics procedures. Do you recall that, or am I missing something there?
No, we had discussed, there were several things that are still pending. One of them is the Board of Ethics procedures to see if there, you know, if there's any updates for that. And then the other one was the lobbying
ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Those are two major ones. So I'll request to put them in the June agenda,
yeah.
Maybe.
To see what Simon can come up with after he's elected.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So.
We don't know.
Board of Ethics, Rules, and Lobbying Ordinance. Because I've done this for now, how many years? Going on 5, 6 years? 6 years doing this, and we've been talking about lobbying ordinance since I first came on to this. So.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So.
That just shows you that some people are opposed to any kind of ordinance.
And that's one of the biggest things. There's
too many vested interests in there.
It's the vested interest that complain. You were on one of the checks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's, you know, lobbyists who say, no, that's not fair. And there's other individuals who say no. And so he's trying to meet and please everybody. That's the tough part. And yeah. Okay. Anything else? And Ms. Torres? Nothing else? All right. I don't have anything else. I guess we'll call conclusion at 5:35.
Thank you.
Glad that we were able to be flexible.
Thank you very much.